Members of the Hartford Symphony Orchestra ventured outdoors earlier this week to perform a free concert in Hartford's Asylum Hill neighborhood. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman was there and filed this report.
It's a sunny spring lunch hour in Hartford, and as the Hartford Symphony Orchestra's jazz quartet rips into Blues Inn by Hartford's own Jackie McLean, people from all walks of life begin milling into the Hartford's Liam E. McGee Memorial Park. Employees of the Hartford with their styrofoam box lunches, elementary students in their school uniforms, and people from the neighborhood like Barbara Kiefer and Jennifer Burrell.
I'm here because I love the HSO. I'm here because I want to support pop-up concerts around the city. I think it's great for Hartford. This is all winning.
And I love jazz, and it's a beautiful day. I mean, this is a treat.
The lunchtime concerts are a collaboration between insurance group The Hartford and the Hartford Symphony Orchestra, and they're part of a larger effort with other nonprofits to connect with people living and working in Hartford's Asylum Hill neighborhood. Anne-Marie LeBrec is Assistant Vice President of National Partnerships and Programs for The Hartford.
The Hartford has long been committed to building stronger and more connected communities. What better way than to invite our neighbors and stand shoulder to shoulder listening to some great music by the Hartford Symphony Orchestra?
The Hartford Symphony Orchestra's Executive Director Steve Collins says it's essential that the HSO get out into the community and be a part of it.
It's really important to the HSO to engage with our greater community and to bring our musicians and the music they perform to as many people as possible. And concerts like this outdoors in a park for free are a great opportunity to do that.
The next lunchtime concert is June 6th, featuring the Hartford Symphony Orchestra Brass Quintet. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.